Odyssey mit That's Love bei Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Ein toller Musiker, der uns heute besucht und auch noch ein paar Freunde mitgebracht hat. Wir wollen noch mehr über ihn erfahren. Er hat gesagt, er ist nur am Rumreisen. Wir haben ja gerade schon gehört, er hat unter anderem im Büro seines Managers noch eine Shisha-Pfeife, sagt man das so, stehen. Genau. Also überall hat er seine kleinen Teilchen verteilt auf der Weltkugel und dann fährt er rum und die neue Platte ist gerade am Entstehen. Im Mai geht er auf große Tour, da wird er auch in den USA, glaube ich, starten, aber er wird zwischendurch auch aufs Meld zum Beispiel kommen, denn das ist wirklich ein Besuch wert, natürlich das Meld sowieso, aber auch ihn auf der Bühne live zu sehen. Do you have lots of bonus miles that you're collecting, flying from here to
Daniel,
there to everywhere?
Yes,
the manager's
office. I need to talk to you about those, by the way.
What did you get from the bonus miles? An extra flight or something?
Daniel, what do I?
Warm peanuts?
Warm peanuts.
Woo! We have extra flights. You hear that?
Okay, extra flights.
So he's normally, my manager's normally the one booking my flights, so he has my my membership numbers. I don't know them. Mm. It's funny because my wife was asking me, she needed to go back to France, and she said, don't you have some bonus flights or something that I can use? I said, I'd never seen it. Daniel, my manager, has all of it. And she looked at me with such disappointment. She says, don't you do anything yourself? It's such disappointment. So I'm happy to hear that I have some free flights now. That's great. Don't tell her that, though.
Yeah.
Auf jeden Fall, good to know. Die Platte ist dann in verschiedenen Städten entstanden, in L.A., in Brooklyn, in D.C., aber eben auch in Berlin. So, once again, a little bit about Berlin. What is so important for you to come here? What is for kind of feeling, a Bowie feeling or whatever? Why are you coming to Berlin? Just because your friend is here, is working here, and your manager is here, and you thought, why not come to Berlin?
You said it. My friends know this about me. I'm not a romantic at all. Like, there's nothing about anything that makes me inspired and I just feel in love with it, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of artists are that way. But for me, the thing that is inspirational to me is being in positive environments. And one of my best friends for years lives here, and he happens to be next door neighbors with my manager. And my publishing company is from here also. So it felt like a good place to kind of get started. Where I've been on tour for pretty much all of 2015, I was on tour. And I took almost a year off of producing. And I came home from my last holiday. I did 72 cities in 90 days in 2015, ooh, just at the end of in 3 months. But prior to that, I had done many more shows. But that tour was very rough. So I took a holiday, my wife and I, and after I came back, I decided, all right, I'm ready to start making music again. Mm. I was chatting with Olivier, who said he was on a two-week vacation, and Daniel had just given me news that he's now neighbors and he just got a new flat. We recently signed a publishing deal with Buddha, who we signed in September. So I said, you know what, it would be good to be not distracted by my immediate family and responsibilities, and let's get away for 10 days to start the record.
Yeah.
By that time I'll have a push, I'll be able to come back and dive into my record.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah. Also er hat, bevor er nach Berlin kam, unglaublich viel auch getourt, irgendwie über 70 Städte in fast 90 Tagen. Also das muss doch sehr, that sounds exhausting. 70 cities in 90 days.
72.
It's crazy. You're crazy over there. Naja, und dann war er doch ganz schön durch und hat aber gesagt, so, jetzt habe ich Freunde da und dann einfach mal ablenken. Nicht durch die ganzen Menschen, die einem nahestehen, dass man auch denkt, oh, hier bin ich eigentlich verantwortlich und hier muss ich hier noch was machen und da, dass man einfach Freiraum hat. Und deswegen ist er nach Berlin gekommen. Auch unter anderem zu Olivier. Olivier,
yes.
Wo geht ihr denn abends so in Berlin weg? Was hast du ihm gezeigt in der Stadt, wo du sagst, da kann ich mal mit meinem Freund Amir ein bisschen ein Bierchen trinken gehen?
Das ist eine Frage?
Ja, c'était une question.
Das war zu lange, Mann. Kannst du das in Englisch sagen, bitte?
Ah. Come on, you understood.
I kind of understood a little bit, but you might have to kind of repeat in English.
Okay,
for
you
me.
Got your best friend over here. He comes here to Berlin.
Yes.
You're here all the time. You're working hard, but you have maybe also some nights off and you say, okay, I gotta drink something. I know where the party's going on in Berlin. I know my best friend is here.
You know
he's
what?
Showing you the city.
Listen. That I can actually answer this for you right now. Well, with the exception of Ralph. Ralph
I'm
sometimes likes to, yeah. With the exception of Ralph, one of the things that Amir and I have in common is that we are not, we don't go out. We're not, we're not party bugs. We don't like to go out and check out the scene. Or no.
There's no partying. There's no drinking. Partying.
You live in Charlottenburg right now?
No.
No. Mitte.
The office is in Charlottenburg.
Okay.
No, but, no parties. No.
Yeah, there is no going out. It's staying inside.
Watching
smoking some shisha.
TV.
Playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Chilling.
FIFA. That's it.
Chilling. Music during the day. Work on music during the day and chill out at night.
Okay.
Yeah. We've created an organization that's called the Sith. And
the what?
The Sith.
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 Yes. S-I-T-H.
Okay.
It stands for stay in the house.
Literally. It
We're the only members right
now. Yeah. Yeah. Amir and I are the only members. Yeah. It's a slogan.
It's a slogan.
But it's Sith. One we stick by.
It's Sith life over here.
Yeah.
Ralph, what would something be for you as well?
Oh, Ralph is not a member of the Sith.
No, he's not a member.
I'm totally not a member of the Sith. No, I mean, I going to different cities, I love to go out, and I'm the dude that likes to go out and meet people and greet and meet different musicians and different artists. I like that. That's just something I love to do. Usually the guys are the ones that they'll all go back to the hotel room, and I'm the only one walking around and seeing all the different concerts and the festivals and and just enjoying it.
He's Sith guys today.
But. Yeah.
But I totally respect that they do stay.
No, you don't. Yes, no, he
do.
Doesn't.
No,
he
doesn't. I do. I respect
him. He gets so mad. He's like, you guys want to go out? We're like, no. He's like,
oh, man. Oh, that's over. No, that's
may
over.
I
see,
ask,
that was back in the
may
day.
I ask how old you are? When were you born?
When was I born?
Ask your manager.
Who's that question being directed to? Is that you?
When was I born? Oh, man. When was I born?
Come on.
I don't know. When was I born?
That's a secret.
You don't want to keep it as a secret.
Yeah, when was I born? It's on my Wikipedia page, I think.
Oh, my God. He has his own Wikipedia page. Who wrote it for you? Olivier?
Nay.
Possibly. Daniel, did you write my Wikipedia page?
Wirklich, nay.
I don't know who wrote it, but I'm sure that information is on the internet.
Okay, great. I will look that up immediately during the next song. Now, it was really a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thank you for having us. This is great.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy Berlin.
Having, yes.
Maybe just go and look at some of the sites and do something.
Oh, we've been here a million times.
Yeah?
We do stuff.
Good.
We do stuff. We're in work mode right now. Yeah. Work mode, there's no playing around.
Okay.
Yeah, but we've done quite a few things. I've been coming to this city for a long time.
Yeah, and it would be great if there's a concert coming up this year in Berlin, you come here again.
Will do.
Okay?
I can perform on the roof outside if you want.
That would be a dream come true.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah.
They do shows out there. That's
awesome. Really?
On the roof.
Yeah.
I thought he was joking. That's
no.
Like,
no,
the roof. Why would you do that?
Flux auf dem Dachterrassenkonzerte. Kennt ihr die nicht oder was? Kann ja wohl nicht wahr sein.
That sounds awesome.
Olivier, Ralph, Amir, it was a pleasure having you here. Odyssey.
Definitely.
War hier mit seiner Truppe, seinen Sith-Jungs.
Yeah.
Und
yeah.
Genau.
Hören wir noch ein weiteres Stück von der noch aktuellen Platte The Good Fight, nämlich Belong to the World. What a pleasure. Nice.